Welcome to Zichru Daf Simanim. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldhar, and today we're in Maseches Brachos Daf Vav. So the three points we're going to focus on. So the Daf talks a lot about the importance of davening in shul and Hashem waiting for us to come to shul and to daven. We're going to focus on the makom kavua, the idea of having a set place to daven. The Gemara says that one who has a set place for davening, a makom kavua, is considered a Talmid of Avram Avinu, and he will receive similar help from Hashem. Right? He's not like someone who just wants to get rid of the obligation to pray and therefore he davens wherever he is. Rather, he'll have a set place to give himself the proper focus, and that requires a certain amount of anivus, a certain amount of humility. So, a makom kavua. The second point is we learn that Hashem wears tefillin with parshios, with certain parchments that proclaim the uniqueness of Klal Yisrael, of the Jewish people, such as Mika Amch Yisrael, like who is like your nation Yisrael. So Hashem wears tefillin with parshias to talk about his nation, us. And number three is the one who benefits from a wedding seuda, from a wedding banquet, without being mesameh chasen, without bringing joy to the bridegroom, violates five kolos, five different sounds. Kol sasam, kol simcha, the sound of joy, the sound of gladness, and so on. Rather, if he is mesameh the chasen, he does gladden the groom, then he merits, he's zochah the Torah, he merits the Torah, which was given with five sounds. So, once again, we have the first point is that the importance of having a makom kavua, you're considered like a Talmud of Avram Avinu, and you get special help from Hashem. Two, Hashem wears tefillin with parshios that disclaim our uniqueness. And number three, the importance of being mesameh chasan, that you're zochah to Torah, you merit Torah that was given with five sounds, and you're not violating the five kolos, the five different sounds related to the joy that happens at a wedding. So what is the siman? So the siman for Daf Vav is a sword. Like a Vav is a long, straight letter. Sword is very long and straight. So how do we use that in our siman? So we have a person, he takes out a sword that was in his makom kavua, that was in a set place for davening, which happened to be next to a very special pair of tefillin. And that'll be meramas. That'll hint to us about Hashem's tefillin. So it was next to a very special pair of tefillin, and he dances with it to be mesameh chasan. He does like a sword dance in front of this chasan, so he can be zochah to Torah and not violate the five kolos, not violate the five different sounds that would be heard at a wedding. So once again, a person takes out a sword, that one is a makom kavua, that was in a set place, it happened to be that sword right next to a very special pair of tefillin, and he dances with it to be mesameh chasan, to bring joy to the chasan, so he zochah to Torah, he merits the Torah, and he doesn't violate the five kolos. All right, so now let's do a review. We're going to go four blot back. And by the way, that's the amount of blot we're always going to review that's going to be included in the daily Daf Siman Shir. So we have Daf Beis. Daf Beis is a Beis is a house. So what do we cover? We cover the fact that we learned about the time to say Kriya Shema at night. We learned that a Kohen is a Tful Yom. He was tummy during the day and went to the mikveh that day. He can eat his Truma beginning at Seis when the stars come out. He does not have to wait until to bring a carbon the following day. And then we have the six different opinions as to the earliest time to recite the Shema. One of them was when a poor person begins to eat his dinner. Good. Then Daf Gimel. Daf Gimel is a gamal, is a camel. So what do we have? So we have the three mishmaros, the three heavenly watches, where Hashem roars like a lion, lamenting the fact of the destruction of the base of Migdash. And we have, the Gemara goes on to the various signals down here on earth that signal when those mishmaros happen. Then we have the three reasons why one should not enter a churva, a ruin. And finally, we learned that David HaMelech's harp would blow exactly at midnight because of a northern wind, and that's when he'd wake up and then sing praises to Hashem for the rest of the night. Moving on to the Dalet. Dalet is a Dalet is a door. So what do we have? So we have first Kachatzos, that Moshe Rabbeinu said to Paro in the midstream that Hashem's going to strike around midnight, not exactly at midnight. Then we have the Malchokas, whether one should be Soma Geula Tefillah at night, whether it's a Chiyuv, whether you have to juxtapose redemption to prayer at night. If so, the blessing of Hashkivenu is considered a gula arichta, one long extended thought on redemption. And finally, one who says Ashrei three times a day is guaranteed a place in Olam Haba for two different reasons. And then we have Daf Hay. The siman is a haystack or hay. So the first topic is Kriya Shema Amita. The one who recites Kriya Shema Amita is like one who holds a double-edged sword to slay the Mazikans, to slay the demons. Then we learned in the overall sugi of Yisurin, of afflictions, that the three good gifts, Shalosh, Matanos, Tovos, were given to us, but they're only acquired through Yisurin, through the afflictions, Torah, Eretz Yisrael, and Olam Haba. And finally, that one can't free himself from his own prison. We learned that out from the story of Yochanan, who needed someone else to heal him, even though he had the capacity to heal others. And we remember that because a sick person is sitting up on his bed of hay, that's our simmons, saying Kriya Shema Amita with one hand while holding a sword with the other, slaying those demons, and he's visited by a rabbi holding three gifts who has come to heal him. Now let's conclude with a pop quiz. I just want to point out that yesterday I did make a mistake. I said that David Melch's harp was on Daf Dalet. In fact, it's on Daf Gimel. I want to thank many of you who alerted me via email or WhatsApp that I had made that mistake. I've since corrected it, but you are definitely in good form here. So, you know, I thought, let's spice this up a little bit. I'm going to do the pop quiz now, and I'm going to make one intentional mistake. Let's see if you catch it. I'm going to announce the mistake in the next day's shiur, and if it's not the one that you noted, you know, double check, and if it's, maybe I made two mistakes now, but let's, so I'll make one intentional mistake here. Here goes. Which daf did Moshe Rabbeinu say to Paro on the Mitzrayim, kichatzotz and not chatzotz? That was on daf Dalet. And when do we learn that a Kohen can eat his truma specifically at Seis? He doesn't have to wait until the next morning after bringing a carbon. That's on daf Beis, okay? Where do we learn that there are three matanos tovos, three good gifts, but are acquired only through Yisurin, through affliction? What daf was that on? That's on daf Hey. Good. Where do we learn that you should not go into a churban, not go into a Reuven? That's on daf Gimel. Okay, and where do we learn that Hashem has tefillin, with parshios that praise his people? That's on daf Vav. Excellent. And where do we learn out that one who says Ashrei three times is guaranteed a place in Olam Haba? That's on daf Hey. Right? And then where do we learn out that the Zmanim for Kriya Shema at night? Where is that? That's on daf Beis. And where do we learn out the importance of being Mesameach Achasan, bring joy to a bridegroom? That's on daf Vav. And finally, where is there a machlokas whether one should be soma geula tefillah, to juxtapose redemption to the davening of the Shemoneh Esrei? Where is that? Daf Dalet. Great, so that's the conclusion of today's shira on Maseches Brachos, Daf Vav. This is Rabbi Avram Goldar wishing you a great day and great learning.